This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Our good friend Anthony Newman, former Duck, former NFL star, usually on our game day coverage, but obviously not going to be the case this year. Anthony, how you doing, my man? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing good. I'm just, you know, staying around the house and dealing with our own kids. We got one kid in college that she came back home because LMU down in L.A., they you know, have online school during the fall, so she's going to do it from home. So we had to go down and get her out of her apartment and didn't sign the lease and get back here. And so it's been a little crazy.
I'll always remember the COVID memory of when S was really hitting the fan. I asked myself, should I go to Costco? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be a madhouse. I'm going to go to Costco. I'm grabbing my car to Costco, and who do I run into? The one and only Anthony Newman doing the same exact thing. We had a Costco run the same day, buddy.
Hey, I had to load up, man, just for me and the wife. We got to eat. Yeah. We got to grub.
Well, you never know when the end of the world's going to happen, and it sure felt like that in March. That's for damn sure. Anthony, it's good to have you back on the show. Let me just get your two cents on the Pac-12's decision and a bit of a two-parter here. Would you have felt comfortable playing as a player?
As a player, no, to be honest. You know, I guess you think about it from a sense of if I'm an older player or younger player. When I'm a younger player, a freshman, a sophomore, I don't know if you're really thinking about that. I don't know if you're thinking about, you know, getting sick or what have you, or getting people around you sick. I want to go play football. Mm-hmm. When you're a junior, senior, you start to think about things. You start to think about, you know, what's going to affect me in my life and my future, and what's happening with my future. So if I was a junior or senior, I would probably say, hey, you know, I can't do it. If I was freshman or sophomore, hey, let's play. I don't care. Let's go out and ball.
Right. That's a good perspective. To have the older kids, yeah, with a different sense. How would you handle this, Anthony, from a coaching angle? I know you coached at a long time at the high school level, and we can even take it to that level, too, of how would you, you know, not having a fall season this year in the high school sports level, but it's unique. I know the guys are still going to be there. They're still going to be working out, and they're hopeful maybe something can happen in the spring, but how would you handle that as a coach?
Well, you know, it's the cards that were dealt with, and I'd be honest with the guys. I'm like, you know, there's nothing we can do about this. This is uncontrolled right now. You know, my dad used to tell me, don't worry about things you can't control, and we can't control this, this COVID, you know, this pandemic. So we have to do the next best thing for yourself. And for guys who are, you know, are seniors or are going to be seniors, get ready for the league. You know, get yourself prepared for the NFL. Get yourself prepared for, make sure you graduate. Make sure you get that education, and you finish strong with a positive note. It's a sad day. It's very sad. I feel really bad for the guys, for those seniors. The guys are going out, but at the same time, you know, everybody in this world is dealing with a crisis. It's not just, you know, Oregon football team or in your community. It's everyone. So, you know, we're all in this together, and we got to figure out how to just keep going, adjusting the game plan, and move forward.
Well, Petro Papadakis, who I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, known voice within the conference, played at USC. He did an interview a couple days ago. He basically thinks that with this ruling by the Pac-12, they're going to become the Mountain West, and USC is going to be UC Davis, and they're just going to get lapped in college football. We have no idea if the other three conferences are even going to be able to play an actual game, but what say you on the conference deciding to do that, to aim for maybe a late winter, spring season and punt on fall, whereas you have three other Power Fives just saying, nope, buckle up, we're getting through this COVID, we're playing football.
Well, yeah, this whole thing is kind of crazy. I go back to the NCAA controlling, you know, everyone. Let's have a head coach and let's have a game plan that everybody's doing. The only way you can be successful and win a championship is that you have to have everybody on board. You know, you have to have one guy giving out the game plan, and you got some assistant coaches that are helping out, and then you have to have everybody that's going to believe in what you're doing and follow you. Right now, we don't have that, not even in our country. But we don't have that with the NCAA, you know, and so everybody's doing their own thing. So how can, you know, you got, you know, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten not playing, and then you got the ACC and the Big 12 and the SEC, they're going to play. I don't know how that works. I really don't. I mean, like, what are we looking at? Are we all looking at the same television? I'm not sure. And the thing is, you know, if you make that decision, hey, that's great. Let's go with that decision at the Pac-12. I don't know about playing football in spring, though. That to me goes against all the safety protocols that you're trying to put in place to keep the kids safe. About, you know, less training camp days, less contact. You know, all the new rules that you put in place, concussion protocols. You go against all that because now you're talking about playing in spring. And then you turn around in so many months and you play in the fall. How do you recover? You know, and the key to having success, the key to making your body better is to recover. You got to let it rest. You got to let your body heal up from the injuries, and then you train your body. You can't do that from spring to fall. That's hard.
Yeah, it's a big fear a lot of people have. I know one of the coaches that released a plan, he wanted to limit the number of contact practices in the spring season, and I'm sure it makes it tougher to coach and get guys ready to go, but that was his thought of how do we make this safe to potentially have two seasons. Anthony Newman, our guest, former Duck, former NFL star, kind of going all on this together before the Pac-12 and the Big 12 made the decision, or the Big 10, excuse me, was the Pac-12 unity movement that their players had and the demands about, you know, health and safety, and they want a little compensation and they want to make sure all the other sports are protected. Is that something that you think Anthony Newman, if playing in 2020, would have been a part of? And just what were your thoughts on that when you saw it?
Yes, I would have. Because when you think about this whole situation, is nobody in this world really understands what the COVID is all about. What is this virus? And what will it do to you? And if you get it, what will happen to you the next 4 years down the road? So if I'm a young football player and I'm going, yeah, we're going to play, and then somehow we play another team and one of their players is positive, and somehow we all touching the ball, or I'm touching his jersey, and somehow I got it because the sweat popped off in my face and I got it. Okay, and then I finish the season, everything's all right, but then I got COVID. But then all of a sudden, 4 years from now, I'm getting these complications in my body because of the COVID. Mm-hmm. So does anybody help me? Am I on my own here? So what's there for me to say, hey, we want you to play. You're unpaid players. You're not professional, but we want you to play to bring all this money in, okay? And then when you're done, see you later, you know? And then if you get sick and we can't help you down the road because we're done with you. You're gone. You got to do your own thing here. So, like the NFL, they're protected. The NBA, they're protected. They're professionals. College football players are not protected. So that to me is a difference. That to me is, well, what are you going to do for us? How are you going to help us get through this when this is a situation that no one in this world that's living has dealt with, you know, this pandemic? So what's going to take place down the road in the future if all of a sudden we got things that are the complications from me being positive 4 years ago? I need to find out as a football player before I go put myself in that situation.
Well, you know, Andy, I think you could do both of these things because people are kicking around the idea, right? We're talking multi-billion-dollar industry in college sports, and obviously making money is a big part of this conversation for players. I don't know what the compensation, what the right number is. I'm just one personally. I believe these guys should be getting a little of something. When you get into those dollars and cents, that's next level stuff. When you think about that, is that the most important thing for the players? Is it the health when you think about what they're asking for? Or do you just collectively put this together and say, hey, you got to get these guys what they're asking for here? Is there elements of their request that you didn't like?
Well, it's more for me. I'm just talking, you know, speaking for myself.
Right.
it's about health. Mm-hmm. Because I dealt with it, you know, I deal with it with the NFL, playing football, played for 12 years, and now you have these complications after you're done playing and they're done with you, they send you off, you know. But over time, they have worked out some things to help us down the road that we're dealing with, that we have to pay for, you know, some medical expenses and all these kind of things. So we have some help. We don't have all the help, but we have some help. These college football players don't have that help. And, yes, if they can put money aside for that, I'm not talking about paying the players to play right then. I'm talking about putting something, you know, in the account for the players who played that got tested and somehow having some health problems. You have money for them to get things taken care of. That's what I'm talking about. Take care of me 5 years from now. Because for myself as an NFL football player, I wasn't hurting. I didn't go through problems when I just finished playing or when I was playing. It's I've been out of the league, 15, 20 years now. So now you got problems.
Right. Comes later on. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
What are you hearing about from high school kids? That's the last question I got for you, because we're against it. What are you hearing from high school kids? I know you're not coaching anymore, which is great news for the Parkhurst Broncos that Anthony Newman's gone from Central Catholic. But when you hear from players, or you're still maybe in contact with some player, what are you hearing from them on everything that's gone down here in Oregon?
Yeah, I feel bad for these guys. I'm just telling them, hey, just keep training. Just keep training, because you never know what's going to happen. I'm hearing a lot of things. I hear some kids are transferring and going to other states to play because they want to play their senior year. I'm hearing some other kids are saying, hey, you know, hopefully we can move this thing to spring, so they may be able to move to spring in high school football. I don't know. That's the plan that I'm hearing. But as a young high school football player, you have no control of it. So what you need to control is what you do to your body to get prepared to play. And that's what I'm telling them. Just get yourself ready to play. Get yourself prepared to play, because all of a sudden, boom, they're going to go, oh, you know what? Everything is good. Let's go play some football. You have to be ready, because you want to go to the next level. You want to get a education paid for. You have to take care of your body, and that's all you can control is what you do to yourself. And that's what I'm telling the kids.
Yeah, great stuff as always. Anthony Newman, Oregon Duck, NFL star, usually a part of our game day coverage. You're going to look a little different this year.
Well, he sounds healthy and ready to play football himself.
He's ready to go, man.
Oh, man, I'm always ready to play. We're talking to you guys. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go. Let's do it.
Great stuff, buddy. It's great catching up with you. Glad to hear you're doing well, man.
Okay, man. Hey, talk to you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.